Hello everyone, welcome to Music Plog number 8. For today's plog, we're going to be catching up with the Playlist Club. It will be more of a chill and relaxed episode with updates from each of your hosts. Keep listening to hear what we're up to. With that being said, let's go! So it's been a while since we got to sit down and just update you listeners on what we've been doing this year. It's been quite a busy year, I would say, for us as individuals with many changes and moves. A couple of us actually moved. So, but although there were changes, we still made time to visit each other and catch up here and there, not just when we're making episodes, but just visiting each other when we're able to. So since this is more of a chill and catching up with us, the first question that I have for each of you and myself is, how is everyone doing? How are you girls doing?
I can go. There's not much that's been happening, except I work a lot now. And then I had a couple of my favorite leads leave. And director of the place I work also got, I shouldn't say got fired, but he's not with us anymore. Yeah, it's been crazy. I've just been working a lot, traveling to see you girls, because I'm the only one who still lives in our hometown. So if I want to see you girls, I have to travel. But it's nice because it gives me something to do and get away from home, because I do need a break from home once a month at least. So.
You've been traveling here more than usual.
Yes, I have. And it's been really nice because it really gives me the opportunity to travel, do other things, because I'm always home. If I'm not working, I'm home with the kids, or I'm like editing podcasts or like doing something else. So I'm like never really having a break until like I'm actually coming out to see you girls. That's like when I actually am having a break, because I don't have to worry about anything else except having fun and just catching up with you girls. So thank you girls for moving to different cities.
Thanks for giving us opportunities to travel.
I'm sad, but thank you for giving me the opportunity to travel when I need to. Like, that's my little update. I haven't really done much.
You can come here whenever.
I'll be there in October.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Wait, Santa, you'll be there twice.
Yes, I will.
Really?
Yes, McKay. I'm going to come visit you for your event.
Girl, remember One OK Rock?
That's right. I almost forgot.
Girl.
It's the end of this month.
One OK Rock?
Please remind me.
Yeah. Yes.
Wait, no, DPR. Wait, no, you guys are going to DPR.
You have my king, it's just you.
Oh, looks like I'm going to another concert. Alarm.
Did you get tickets already?
Yeah, I already got it when it came out. I think it's sold out now.
Tell Christian I said
hi. I'm going on alone. That's what I was supposed to ask you girls, if y'all were going, but I totally forgot.
Yeah.
Oh, yo.
No.
Looks like I'm going on late.
It's a Fridays, and I can't.
Actually, I cannot go.
Yeah. Well, as you guys already know, I'm going to say a little something about me and Brie. You already know we moved to Minnesota, but now we are officially roommates.
Playlist Club, hi, pals.
So we're actually, recording together right now.
if you haven't been able to tell, here's your update right now. If our playlist start that playlist sounds a little bit better, it's because my king and I can see each other and actually do it.
For real, we've actually been in sync for
lag. It's now it's on Sandy and Nancy, it's not us.
You girls just need to come here now so we can officially have a PLC hype house. But anyways, we are roommates now. Still working in the same place, especially for me. Still an intern. But I do have another project I'm working on with my internship. So that's been on my list of what I'm busy with. Preparing for a fashion show. I have no experience whatsoever, but I'm doing what I can.
Are you modeling?
No. I'm like the project manager. I have no experience. But I'm pulling through it. I'll try my best.
Now you have experience, so.
Now I do, but would I do it again? Once I get to know this place a little bit more, maybe. But as of right now, like, I just feel, because my internship is remote, I don't go out a lot. Mm. So I don't know. Like, compared to Brie, like, she knows a lot of stuff around here already. And I'm here like, what's that? What's this? She's like, you don't know these roads yet? I'm like, nope, I need landmarks. So literally, I only know the places where I've actually, like, gone through or driven through, or, like, places I've been in Minnesota. But otherwise, like, if I don't have to go out, I'm not going to go out of my way to go out and do things. Like, I want to, but at the same time, it's, like, everywhere here is, like, 30 minutes away. So I don't want to be wasting my time driving and, you know, for gas. I mean, gas is starting to come down a little bit more, but driving, I just don't want any accidents or anything to happen either. We're crazy at driving here. I mean, I'm crazy too, but that's even more of a reason why I shouldn't go out. But they do the thing I do like about here is that they do have a lot of events, though.
Yes.
So if you want to try to find something to do every weekend, you could definitely do that. But I don't want that because, as we all know, I am an introvert. I prefer to stay home. I do like to go out, but I do prefer to, like, have time being home. So there's that. And then I did get an interview for a new job, so we'll see how that goes.
Yeah. Mikey and I live together now. I don't think there's any, like, huge big updates. We had this really good event that happened in June from where I work, and it was crazy. I got COVID for the first time. That was crazy. Would not recommend. I don't know. I guess it's been, like, regular office work type of things. Nothing too interesting is happening in my life besides go to work, come back, go to work, come back. So, like, that's the grind, I guess. I went to my first baseball game.
Oh, yeah.
That was fun. The vibes were definitely there. I don't think I would play baseball as a sport, but I'd go to a baseball stadium just for the vibes, for sure. But, yeah, otherwise, like, nothing too crazy is happening. I think, yeah, I don't, like, besides, like, work stuff, like, similar to Sandy, it's, like, not that many big life updates. I have mentioned Peachtree Rascals a couple times. They're coming to Minnesota. I got tickets for that. A friend is going with me, so it should be a good time. So
that friend is not me.
For me, not much. I took over Brianna's lease.
Thank you very much.
Where she used to live. So it's nice, I think, moving away from home. The lease does end in October, and so I need to solidify my plans of what I'm gonna do if I'm gonna move back home, which honestly I don't want to.
Come
or
here.
If I'm gonna move into the Playlist Club hype house.
Come
you know?
Here, we're waiting for you.
It really depends on if, okay, so basically my plan is still to go to Korea and teach English. And I'm in the process of applying. I got my fingerprints printed, and so if I commit any crime, my fingerprints are in the system and I could get in trouble for that. So now it's just really filling out the big application. And I turned 28, and on the application, I had to put my age on there, and I was like, oh gosh, 2 years till 30.
Nancy, what if,
like,
you did?
It was at that moment. It was at that moment where I'm like, yo, I'm not young anymore. So, yeah.
Reality hit.
But yeah. Oh, yeah. So before I moved, I did leave a job of 3 years, which I really liked. unfortunately, I've decided that I no longer wanted to work there. I wanted to do something different. And so I moved here. And then for 2 months, I didn't have a job. I was just kind of like the low of my midlife crisis. I was like, I don't know. So I did a lot of catching up on Thai dramas and Korean dramas. And so like I watched, within that 2 months, I finished like 3 Korean dramas. Wow. And 1 Thai drama. Wow. But now I do have a job. I work remote and it's okay. It's not ideal for me, but it's a job. Mm. So, yeah. But moving on to the next question, after just updating where we're at in life, whether we like it or not, what would you say was your high and what would you say is your low so far this year? Ooh. So, like, what is the best thing of this year and what was, like, I wish it could have been different?
Mine is definitely just seeing you girls like traveling a lot more than I normally would. Cause I am like my king. I'm an introvert. I'm a homebody. I don't want to go anywhere, but sometimes I need to escape. So, traveling a lot this year, I've been able to go to a few concerts. And then my low right now is I paid off my car, but my car is dying on me. I didn't think I updated you girls on that.
Oh no.
But Patricia, if you all.
That is the.
My car's name is Patricia.
That's the whole purpose of getting a car, though, right?
So, my car's name is Patricia, and I paid her off a couple months ago, and then my oil was failing on me, like the filter and everything was starting to fail on me. I got that fixed, and then 2 days later, the crankshaft for my car is now it's messed up. So I have to go in on my day off to bring my car in to get it all checked. And I'm like, there goes more money down the drain after I paid off my car. So, but yeah, my brother told me, he specifically said, that's what happens when you pay off your car. They wait for you to pay off your car so your car can fail on you. And yep. Yeah, it is failing on me.
Yeah.
But Nancy, don't worry.
I mean, it makes sense, especially if you're getting like a new car.
Yeah.
I can't relate because I don't have a car. I guess.
I was just going to say, like,
I refuse to buy a car yet.
No, don't buy one unless you know you're going to be here, Nancy. Because why would you buy a car if you might be in Korea? There's no point of having a car.
There really isn't.
Yeah.
And I work remote. Yes. So.
Yeah, that's my highs and my low. My low is my car is being stupid. And then my high is just being able to travel more often than I normally do.
It sounds like we're at like a crew gathering right now. One high or one low. Yeah.
All right. Hi, McCain. How are you? Hi, McCain.
But I guess for me, I didn't mention this earlier, but I went to a TXT concert.
Yes.
And I went to Lollapalooza. Mm-hmm. Like I totally forgot about that. But those are definitely highs. I have some very interesting videos from TXT, Heartbreak, once again. I will eventually have to post it up on TikTok and social media, but guys, girls, it's so sad. Like, cursed Brianna, I swear. But the TXT concert was a lot of fun. I managed to score some, like, bomb-ass seats. We were in the pit, and, like, they were expensive, but I would say it was worth it. Soundcheck wasn't as exciting as I thought it would be. Or maybe it's because I like TXT, but they're not like a BTS or ATEEZ for me personally, or even Ace. But Lollapalooza, or LOL, I think it's how you're supposed to pronounce it. But that was a lot of fun, too. There were so many people, like, it's crazy, or like, it's... like, so many people coming to this festival. Did I get tickets just to go see Hobiepalooza? Yeah, I did. And I personally enjoyed it a lot, being a J-Hope fan, just because he did a lot of music from his Hope World album that, like, he wouldn't perform unless it's, like, Mustard, mm-hmm. and not even that. So it was really cool. We had two of my sisters came, and then two other friends came on the day of. So it was just fun jamming it out in Chicago during almost the end of the summer. So it was definitely a big highlight for me. I guess a low is my commute has now been doubled. And like, I really like my Kings in Our Place. Like, it's perfect, I would say, for the both of us, but just the location is not that great. At least for me, because my drive has now been doubled. And then, like, I looked at the map today, and if I would have taken the highway, the big highway coming back, it would have taken an hour to come back. So
what are you going to do when it's winter?
I don't know. I think I'm just going to take the small roads. But I've been told that it's better to take the big roads in the winter because they do a better job.
Yeah, it's definitely more clear.
But yeah, so commute has been doubled, but I guess that leaves more time for podcasts and music listening. So I've been listening to a lot more podcasts because of the commute, so it's not as long as it feels. But yeah, traffic commute is no joke. I can't imagine what it's like in like even bigger cities. Like, I can't imagine like LA commute traffic or like New York traffic. I don't know. I don't know. I just wish American cities were more public transportation friendly.
Mm-hmm. Right. Kind of like Boston, right? That would have been so nice.
Not even. Like, compared to, like, countries overseas, they're way more commute-friendly than the U.S. is. But we're not going to go into that because it's all a plan and a ploy to get us to buy cars and to spend gas. And we are not going to go into conspiracy theories right now because that's not what this is for. So a high for me is definitely the different concerts I've been to. Don't worry. I stayed safe. I did not like wore masks, sanitize, whatever. Not whatever. Did all of that. And then a low is definitely a doubled commute time.
For me, a high will be, I think, moving away from home. Just because, like, I do miss that. I'm just gonna say, I do miss the freedom. I do miss, like, my own time of, like, hey, I can be by myself if I need to be by myself versus, like, it's crazy when you have a big family. Let's just put it that way. And I would say another high on top of that was when two of my other sister, we did our trip to Georgia. And we went to a Monster X concert. I would say that was really fun and nice. Because in Atlanta, there's so much to do. Like, there's so much more Asians there. Okay, so, like, more Asians mean more Asian bakeries and more food and places to eat versus, like, where we live. And so that was really nice to explore and eat different kind of food. And, like, the cheese corn dog stuff is so much better down there. but I would say that the big thing was seeing family and going to a K-pop concert with my niece-in-law. Because she actually never been to a K-pop concert. So she was like, she was really cool about it. She's like, yeah, it was really fun. I had fun. I'm like, oh, that's good. Because like, I wouldn't think she was like a fan or anything, but that's cool. A low will be, I think, just trying to put documents and just doing everything for the application to apply for Korea. Because I was trying to do it the other day and some of the stuff wouldn't load. I'm like, of course, it's going to be this hard to even apply, go out the country. So hopefully that goes better. And now I have to think, I think just the whole thing is adulting, like making plans, solidifying plans. So yeah.
You could always ask our friend that went over there right now. That's over there.
Yeah,
right now.
I've been using her as a source to help out.
Okay, that's good. But high for me, I would definitely say the summer went pretty well for me. I did a lot of activities, especially like going to concerts and just like work activity also. But we definitely went out a lot. That's one of the downsides when I was still living with my sister, because they just had a baby too. So it's like I'm going out and for sure, like, you know, they have a child, so I'm a little iffy. But the baby's so cute. But at the same time, it's like I'm such a bad auntie, so I kind of have to move out too. And I do want to move out because it gives me a little more freedom for me to do what I want, you know? And I am kind of loud. So sometimes it was a little uncomfortable living there. So I'm just like, yeah, I really want to move out. But otherwise, like, it was fun living there, getting to know, like, in-laws and being there with my sister as well. Definitely.
I'm sure your sister liked it.
Yeah, I'm definitely sure she did. And then do miss home, but at the same time, like, it's nice to be away and have your independent freedom and, like, just kind of like self-care too, you know, because when you have too much pressure on yourself, it's kind of like you can't get away from it, because like it does come from you, but sometimes it does come from like other people too, putting that pressure on you. So it's nice to just like have your own freedom. Like for me, I think that's one of the biggest things. Like I don't like people telling me what to do a lot of the times, especially like when it comes to like it being my choice kind of stuff. And like just the things for myself, you know, like they have these expectations, which I don't want to go along with what they expect from me. So just getting away from that is really good. But at the same time, like now that I'm living with Brianna and my internship doesn't pay me that well, I do kind of have like to go get another job as well, which I would say is like my low for me, just because I do have to, that means I have to have like two jobs pretty much. Although it would be considered like a full-time job if I have both of them. It's just that now I have to work on my hours and how I prioritize them and be able to work them out well together. So depending on like the new job I would get, if they have set hours or it's going to be like scattered, then I would have to make it work with my internship, which is remote. But sometimes, you know, hours could be wonky pretty much, you know. So just having to be well with my time management, like I could do that. But at the same time, knowing me, procrastinate a lot, so it's stuff I have to change about myself too. So but otherwise I still feel high, but I know deep down there are some lows, but I still feel high from the summer.
High from what?
I said from the summer, okay? Like, I'm still hyped, you know?
What you do this summer?
Going to concerts and events.
I know what you did this summer. With my friends
and family, of course.
All right. I hope it's not. Okay, anyways.
It's not.
All right, thank you, girls. Thank you, girls, for sharing. And because this is a K-pop or K-music podcast or, like, a music podcast, the next question I have for you guys is, what do you want to accomplish before the year ends? Like, do you have a goal before the year ends that you want to do? For me, is to submit the application.
That's a good goal. That's
my
goal.
Big one.
When
because I think...
When is the end?
Once I submit that... Huh?
When is the end for your submission? Like,
there's
deadline.
Really no end.
There's no deadline?
There's really no deadline.
Oh.
No. But then, the sooner the better. Because I think once I submit that and I find out whether I get in or not, that determines a lot of changes in the future. Mm. So,
one goal. I guess I would like to head back to the gym. It's been a hot minute since I've gone because I canceled my membership. Because the last place I was at had a gym, but I never used that gym. So I think I would like to head back to the gym just because it is nice. It's nice to feel active. I think like being able to move, and because I'm in like an office setting all day, and then that 40-minute commute, I'm just sitting all day. So I would definitely love to head back to the gym just to get a healthier lifestyle, not be a sedentary. I think that's the word for it. But definitely head back to the gym. And I am hoping to buy a car. So, Sandy, what you said makes me nervous. But I am hoping to buy a car too soon. Donghae is on its last legs, and I don't think Donghae, that's the car's name, will make it through winter here. Oh, really? So,
no, especially with your commute, I don't think it'll be safe.
So, two goals: go back to the gym, buy a new car.
So, no ATs for you,
and ATs.
I guess I can go. Definitely ATs if we can score tickets. Awesome. And then really right now I've been trying to get back into dancing, but like I just keep telling everybody I'm so old, I feel all the aches in my body, so dancing is a little bit hard. But I'm trying to get back into it because I realized how stiff I've gotten since the last time I danced, because I think the last time I actually danced was when my king, it was our senior year, my king of college, and that was like 2 years, almost 3 years now. 3 years. Yeah, it's been a long time. So dancing, so being consistent with dancing and getting back into that, and ATs, and then maybe be more active on our TikTok. So that's a goal.
Let's see, goals for me. Definitely, one of my biggest goals is I do want to get a full-time job, not just a part-time, just so like I could have like this big girl job that I want to get more experienced in. Because like part-time, like, yeah, you get some experience, but you don't get the full experience as a full-timer. And I haven't had like that full-time experience yet, which I do want. But at the same time, like, I'm still like that person that wants to, because I don't like to do interviews, okay, girl? Yeah. I just want to try to stick at one job. All right. I don't like moving around a lot and doing like multiple interviews. So with like the job that I want, like I just want to stay there for a while. So I mean, right now I'm just trying to get any job that's still a little bit to my liking, but like I do prefer trying to get like a full-time job. But if I have to, I definitely try to get a part-time and more like a office setting, just because I haven't actually like gotten an experience of an office, like sit in office kind of setting before. Even though like right now it kind of is, but it's remote. I prefer being in an actual office, girls. I know a lot of people like they prefer remote, but me, like for me to concentrate, I need to be in that environment and have that feel. And it also helps motivate me. But that's definitely one of my main goals for this year. Definitely get through with the fashion show. hopefully, you know, it's not a disaster. But, you know, of course it's not going to be. It's going to work out somehow. I'll make it work. Other goals. I don't think I have any other goals for now, but definitely those two are my high on my list right now. So,
but yeah, that does take us to the end of this P-Log. Thank you for tuning in, and until next time,
bye.